Pursuing the Truth, The Jerry Bader Show.
WTAQ News Talk Sports. Yes, it appears Senator Johnson has been pantsed again. There's a reason that the show open now says pursuing the truth. We so desperately hurt the conservative cause when we wish to will things into reality. I'm going to get to that after 9 o'clock. Someone sent an email. Is something wrong with Ron Johnson? Stop guessing, Senator. Stop guessing. It does more harm than good. And the entire conservative media jumped right along. I got an email yesterday on that text message story.
Why aren't you talking about that?
Everybody take a breath, especially Senator Johnson. More on that later in the show. I want to start here. So I'm at my day job yesterday, Media Trackers, when I get an email from Green Bay Bullfrogs. The Village of Ashwaubenon is excited to announce that it has come to terms with Big Top Baseball, the owner of the Green Bay Bullfrogs, for a proposed multi-purpose stadium in the Village of Ashwaubenon. My first thought was, whoa. The project is currently scheduled to be completed in the spring of 2019, double whoa. So next season, the 2019 season, the Green Bay Bullfrogs, think they're going to change their name? I wouldn't think so. The project completed spring 2019 and will host Green Bay Bullfrogs baseball, summer collegiate soccer, and other community events. The stadium will be located immediately south of Village Hall on Holmgren Way, seat approximately 2,500 fans, a capacity of 4,000 for athletic events. The $10 million facility will be paid for by the combination of lease revenue from Big Top and tax increment financing revenues, TIF, from additional projects located along the north and east ends of Oneida Street. This was a boom, not boon, boom, as in fall down, go boom, for the city of Green Bay. First, let me say this. This is not threaten the shipyard development. It's dead. Unless something significant happens here. I want to share some of the reporting on this with you. I think it's just dead. I'm just embarrassed for our city council. I'm very disappointed for the city, said Mayor Jim Schmidt. Big Top Baseball will again be located on Holmgren Way, south of Ashwaubenon Village Hall. The village agreed to purchase 5 acres because our city council being so difficult and so petty, they just went someplace else where they felt more welcome and they felt more certainty, said Schmidt. In fact, it is that word certainty that that Big Top Baseball said we needed to go somewhere else. We just didn't know what was going to happen here. City officials said they were shocked by this. They shouldn't have been. They really shouldn't have been. Back in November, Scoggins said it was, you know, we're going to start looking elsewhere. This did, as Earl put it, started to unravel back in November. There was already concern at that point. Now, this is one of the times where I'm going to largely agree with Mayor Jim Schmidt. Council gave muddied, confused, conflicted messages, some members of council, and this is the villain here is going to be named Guy Zimmer by those, but there are others on council who drag their feet on this. It's okay to ask legitimate questions. Here's where I will not, however, let the mayor entirely off the hook. The Bullfrogs did give a lot of credit to Jim Schmidt and Vonk and said, hey, those guys were trying to make this happen. Council, we just didn't know where they were. I think that's largely accurate. You're either for something or you're against something. But if you're against something, don't pretend you're not against it. Say you're against it. Don't lead someone on. Well, no, we don't like this. We need this. That's not enough. When really you don't want the thing to happen. And I think there were people on the council that didn't want it to happen. There are a couple things involved there. This is the problem that we have with the dynamic on city council right now between the mayor and city council. There are some people on the council who aren't going to go along with anything if they think it's something Jim Schmidt wants or might make him look good. And that's just wrong. But it exists. Two, Mayor Jim Schmidt has given the council and the public in general reason not to trust him. There are legitimate questions about the Hotel Northland project. Yes, he really did lie on his campaign finance stuff. That wasn't an innocent mistake by the light of the kitchen table. So when he's advocating for something, it comes with caution and, quite frankly, suspicion these days, rightly or wrongly. I'm not saying there was anything to be suspicious of this project about. I'm not saying that. I'm saying with Jim Schmidt, everything comes with that now. Well, I put most of this on city council. I think what it really shows is the overall dysfunction of Green Bay city government right now. But rather than try to drag your heels and make it difficult for developers, tell them you don't want them. That's where, you know what? I'll actually give the mayor credit for this. That's what he did with Walmart. He said, look, no. He had a letter sent to Walmart when that downtown store was being proposed. It said, no. Now, I criticized him for holding that position, but it was the right thing to do rather than fake it. Don't fake it. If you don't want something to happen, say so. Because I think there are, and it's just my opinion, I think there are people in city council, they didn't want this to happen, then they're happy it's dead. That's just irresponsible and reckless to behave that way. It is. And I'm sorry, but there's only really one of two positions. You either want to make something work or you want to kill it. If you want to make it work, then whatever your personal feelings are about Mayor Jim Schmidt, you work with him. And by the way, this goes to the mayor too. It's a lot easier to persuade council members and take a leadership role when you're not calling them evil or mentally ill. It's a whole lot easier to get them on board. So nobody's hands are clean here. You can't sit there and demonize and vilify each other and then think you're going to work together on anything. That's why I'm not giving the mayor a complete pass on this. But the city council is largely where the blame lies, and a faction of city council is largely where the blame lies. you have now created a situation where the city has a reputation for screwing with developers, not working in good faith to get something done. That's what this is. That is why the Bullfrogs are going to Ashwaubenon. That's why right there. It could be a new joke, Earl. Why did the Bullfrog cross Lombardi? To get away from the BS. That's why. And again, this is systemic in Green Bay City government. When the two branches are at war with each other, how is anything going to get done? And yes, you know, I said it sent a signal when the mayor said no to Walmart. And in retrospect, when you look at the way things are going with big box stores, it's an open question as to whether that would have worked out. I still say the grocery element of it was big for downtown. But saying, no, we don't want you here, while I disagreed with the position, it was an honest position. This, where this hurts right now, one, the obvious, the shipyard development, I think is just dead. And to think it's going to be resurrected, I think is nonsense. But big picture, the dysfunction in Green Bay City government is a stay away sign for potential developers. And that is not limited to the city council chambers. It does include the mayor's office. There's a faction of city council, and I've said this about Zimmer many times. There's nothing wrong with a contrarian. There's nothing wrong with someone who asks tough questions. If it is toward the goal of getting something done as efficiently and as effectively as possible. But if it's with the goal of being a fly in the ointment and annoying the mayor, that is irresponsible. And I believe at least that is part of the goal of some who behave the way they did in this development. And yes, the mayor has brought some of that on himself. So you want to point a finger? Fine, you can point it at a faction of city council. That's proper. Green Bay City government is broken right now. It's broken. And more than one person or faction broke it. It's really a microcosm of what you have in Washington. You can disagree. You can think something's a good idea. You can think something's a bad idea. That's fine. You thought the development was a bad idea and there wasn't enough in it for the city or whatever, then draw your line in the sand. But don't jerk people around. Don't jerk developers around. This has been simmering for several months now. Nobody really should have been shocked. At some point, you got to do something. They didn't want to stay in Joanne's Park anymore. They felt they've outgrown that. Hey, it's fine for me. It's closer to my house, and I love Bullfrog baseball. But the city of Green Bay government is no longer operating in the best interests of the citizens of Green Bay. And everybody involved in Green Bay city government takes ownership in that. There's the old expression, victory has 1,000 fathers, but defeat is an orphan. There are a lot of fathers in this defeat. It's all the way around City Hall. To Jim in Green Bay. Jim, go ahead.
I think it's an excellent choice on the part of the Bullfrogs. It's a good outcome for the city of Green Bay. The Bullfrogs is a very small, penny-ante baseball team. Just a bunch of college kids playing from the first part of June till the first part of August. Then they're gone.
Okay, but Jim?
I never understand why we wanted to spend that much money on this development along the Fox River for such a penny-ante operation.
Jim,
and the rest
Jim,
of it was
hang on, hang on. Jim, hang on. Okay, betting? Jim, hang on. You made it clear you don't like the Bullfrogs. You don't think much of their operation. However,
no,
they
no,
were
no.
Jim. I'm Bullfrogs, going to speak now, Jim. Jim. Stop talking. I'm going to speak now. Okay.
Good.
All right. Thank you. Appreciate that. Appreciate the opportunity to speak on my show. Now, I understand you think they're a penny-ante operation, but they were instrumental to that development. You can't understand why that development was considered favorable?
That development was too big for that small baseball team.
No, Jim, you're missing the point. There were other anchors there that are now gone with the Bullfrogs being gone.
If they were good anchors, they would have stepped up and signed on the dotted line.
Well, or they can't sign on the dotted line when it keeps moving.
Well, I can't say that it keeps moving. All I can say is that it was a very large development, which I, as a Green Bay taxpayer, was going to have to support. And
okay, you know what, Jim? You may be right about that. I'm not going to say that you aren't right about that. Then the councilman who had a problem with it say this is too expensive and we don't want it. Don't lead a developer on.
That's what they should have done from square one.
Then we do agree, Jim. If they thought this was a bad deal, yep.
One other thing we don't agree on is that quote big box store for Walmart on the northwest side of Green Bay, which the people direly needed. I think Schmidt was absolutely wrong on that, too.
No, I think he was wrong. I think he was wrong, but he was right in being honest about it. Do you understand?
Well,
do you understand the difference?
The problem with Jim is the fact that he looks at the world through rose-colored glasses.
Well, here's what I'll say. I think there is some truth to that. Jim, thanks a lot for the call. What I said is the mayor was right in being honest about it. I said I disagreed with him at the time. Jim, you're right. If this was a bad deal, and it may have been a bad deal, then city council members who opposed it should say, this is a bad deal, and I don't think we can make it a good deal. Here's what it takes to be a good deal. Yes or no. But don't jerk around and jerk around and jerk around for months. And if you think it's a good thing for Ashwaubenon, I personally think they should have tried to make this deal work in Green Bay, but I live in Ashwaubenon, so I'm all good with that. But the bottom line is here, good or bad, be honest and don't screw with people. And caller Jim and I agree with that. Appear to agree on that. It's 9:00.
News, talk, sports.